It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. I am still on my powerful pre-workout, post-workout. So if I bite the microphone off, it's not personal. All right.
Yeah, there was an article in the Daily Mail about someone who has lexical gustatory synesthesia.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which I have.
Yeah. I saw that article. I brought it up to you before about
lexical hoobity whatity.
It means I can taste words. Like,
you have another skill.
Yeah, so it's, they called it like a condition, but I've never thought about it that way because I've always been this way. So
so for like the
you've
listeners,
never known you were gifted.
Well, for the listeners at home, just explain a little bit what Lexa.
When I hear or read certain words, not all words, but certain words, they evoke a specific taste. And I first realized it when I was learning how to read. I first started talking about it. I was learning how to read in like whatever first grade. And I was like, yeah, you know, that word tastes like this. And my mom was like, no, I know what you're talking about. And then it wasn't until I was in college that I realized it had an actual name. And I've had friends who will test me the same words to see if I'm making it up, because they don't. They always have the same taste. So
this is awesome. How do you know if you have this?
Well, you just do. You like certain words.
Okay, can we just try before we get into your awesome power? Maybe I have it too.
Okay.
All right, give me a word.
Word. Because to me that
clearly
tastes like mandarin oranges.
No, all I taste is my mouth.
The word choice tastes like Burger King onion rings.
Damn it.
What?
Yeah. Devin tastes like a crispy fried chicken skin. Not fried chicken, but like a crispy
chicken skin.
One more time, but it doesn't look good. I'm going to close my eyes and concentrate. Go.
Okay. Giraffe.
Damn it. Does giraffe taste like my mouth?
No, the giraffe doesn't taste like anything to me.
Not to you.
Absolutely tastes like a Italian dressing based pasta salad.
What?
So you literally could.
Yeah.
That's why you're so skinny. You don't have to eat.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I mean,
you just cured
the
obesity.
Taste. Yeah, it evokes the taste of my mouth for sure.
Could you imagine you're on the couch and instead of actually eating ice cream,
is Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Actually.
Who doesn't love Chef Boyardee ravioli? Yeah.
So you could just say a whole sentence and be full.
No, it's like, it doesn't like make me feel full, but whole with a W-H-O-L-E, it tastes like an egg roll, but whole H-O-L-E.
Oh, that could be fun and
whole H-O-L-E doesn't taste like anything.
No.
Oh.
So.
You seriously just cured obesity.
Seriously is maple syrup.
Seriously,
but not like the Vermont kind fresh off the tree, like the kind you get.
Aunt Jemima.
The good kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. None of that
She just said it's all that.
Yeah, it is that stuff. So, yeah.
How dare you?
So is it, so if I were to say the word, you also, so like if somebody's talking.
I could ruin your meal.
Yeah.
Like next time you're eating spaghetti, I'm just going to go, seriously.
But like, so if somebody's talking, you're getting all these like tastes kind of like just rattling through your mind.
Yeah, think of the taste and like what the taste
tastes
like.
Can we do a test? You have water there. Drink water.
Well, I mean, it's not like you don't feel it in your mouth.
I know,
but
tastes like water right now, right? Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah, maple syrup.
Maple syrup, water?
My God.
But if you mix maple syrup and water together, blech.
Yeah, so the guy in the article could taste, feel, and see words.
Well, he's a liar.
I just taste
that. I don't believe that.
So he could
I believe this.
He could feel it. Like he could, you know, he had the whole sensory.
You can ask me in a year, what does choice taste like? And I will tell you. Burger King onion rings.
Can we mark that?
The way that it always has.
That's amazing.
And Burger King onion rings are new. I mean, they're not new anymore, but they were new. That was like a whole thing.
Right.
That was supposed to change the game for them.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's amazing. I'm in awe. Like I just think of words and they're just words for me. Unfortunately.
We're not all chosen, Devin.
I know.
You can't have
chosen is kind of like
biceps and
chosen is chosen is definitely ground beef.
Ground beef.
Wow,
oh
you
my
could
gosh.
Plan a meal around a sentence.
Yeah.
And not eat.
But obviously, you see, chosen is ground beef, but choice is the Burger King onion.
Okay, yeah.
For
the skeptic, if you heard these words, will it stop you when you're hungry? Like, if you're hungry and at work and you just say, seriously.
No.
It won't
stop the craving.
It
doesn't actually make me feel full. When I hear even before I even say a certain word, it just evokes the taste. Like, I can't explain it in another way.
You're doing a great job. So, like, if you were having steak and if there was a word for ketchup, you would be like, you don't necessarily need to go get ketchup out of the refrigerator. You would just choose.
That.
Ooh, ketchup.
Every time you take a bite, you're just like, ketchup evokes the taste.
And evoke is kind of like a hot, milky hot chocolate.
Wow. Ooh.
So what's a bad tasting word?
Yeah,
like, is there anything that's like bitter or bad that tastes like?
I don't know.
Like,
it's because I can't really do it.
Try this name. Greg.
Can't is French on YouTube. Greg. Well, I don't know. Like, Gregory is kind of like a, like,
onion-y.
Apples. Like,
yeah. Apples.
Like, when you make apples in the
Gutfeld.
Well, more so Gregory. When you make, like, the apples in the microwave with the cinnamon and they're warm.
Ooh.
Gutfeld, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It doesn't do anything for me either.
Craig is actually a pierogi with sour cream, though.
Oh.
Really? My evil stepdad.
Potato.
Awesome.
It's got to be potato.
Good potato.
Yeah.
George.
It's kind of like a sweet potato.
Yes, I love sweet potato.
Mash.
If that was
like,
my
sort of,
name,
but also
but
maybe
it's
like
not.
A pie fill. Yeah, like George.
Sweet potato pie.
Like a sweet potato pie.
Right up George's alley.
Because you said earlier that Tyrus didn't do.
No, Tyrus doesn't have it.
Tyrus
George
doesn't do for anybody except me. It's exclusive to me.
But George, wow, sweet potato pie. That's
like combination.
Georgie Porgy putting in pie.
Canned pineapple.
What was that?
Combinations like canned pineapple.
Is Cam?
Cam doesn't have one, really.
Well, that's probably good, because then you would get tired of whatever it was.
Cam kind of is like a ice cream cone, but not really.
Just the cone?
Yeah.
Ooh, like a waffle
Is it a waffle cone or regular cone? Because regular cone sucks.
No, not regular. Like the cake cone.
Which
like,
is
not cake
amazing
cone,
that
like,
he would have that much, and he's not funny.
He's not.
He makes up for it, though.
Crazy, well, of course he does. He say his name, and it's
right,
an ice cream cone.
Right, it's an ice cream cone, exactly.
Make is like a sort of like a pot pie.
The word make?
Yeah.
Wow. Honestly, please write us in. If any listeners at home can also do this, please let us know.
You have to approve it, though.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but, you know, we would love to hear from you.
Well,
so
the weird
let us
thing
know.
Is, like, approve kind of, I guess, does have a smell and not a taste. Like, approve is like shampoo.
Ooh.
But
yeah, because you
really
want to taste that.
It,
but you
like
can smell it, too, then. So your
like,
senses are evoked by
there's,
words.
There's something, there's some neuron in my brain that is different. And different is definitely mayonnaise, but, like...
Mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like
just
that.
Just like on a knife. Yeah. Like, you know, when I think of mayonnaise, when I think of different, I think of like a knife with like mayonnaise on it. That's like
so
put after you put it in the jar. So it's not like a jar of mayonnaise. It's
I love how all of our brains work so differently.
Yeah.
Isn't you supposed to usually say things like, I love how all our brains work together?
No, I like how they work
together.
Together
is Cheerios and milk.
That's a great combination.
Well, it kind of, it was Cheerios and water. That'd be fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheerios and like a 2% milk.
Wow. 2%, the right kind, yeah.
So that is the best kind.
I'm kind of a skim guy now. I really don't do it much anymore.
I don't, I'm non-dairy now, so I do lactose.
I'm only dairy for Captain Berry Crunch, you know.
I only dairy for ice cream.
Not to change, because we're not leaving this.
Right.
Man, Captain Berry Crunch has been dead in the water, right? All of a sudden, there's all these Captain Crunch commercials with some punk-ass dude going, I'm the captain. Where do you think that came from?
Yeah, you're the captain.
I'm the captain. I don't know what this dude's doing. He's running off soggies
Yachtsman
and stuff.
Yachtsman Tyrus.
Difficult is like a popsicle, but like after it's been melted a little bit.
You've had quite a history with popsicles.
Yeah, I actually,
popsicles.
We had a conversation about it's popsicle time, bitch.
Yeah.
This past weekend.
We need to redo that. We have the green screen and the technology.
I found the video on my phone.
Yeah.
I was going through my old videos and I found the video on my phone and I watched it and I giggled and then I sent you a message.
My
Kat.
Roommate was so mad, which again, I think it shows that, you know, like I'm a reasonable person that I can say I was the asshole in that situation.
Right.
But at the same time, if you spend a whole day making the video, you
put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of production value. So I think that she could understand where
value has a taste that like I can't really say what it is, but it definitely is like in the nut family, like the legume family, like value.
Hmm.
And it definitely has a taste, but I can't.
When you look back at like that part of your life, because your rise has been pretty fast, but you really haven't changed. Like, you have not become an asshole.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've yet to have your assistant come in. Like, she'll be in just a minute. Is this her chair? I mean, you just adjusted. Is this room temperature? Like, you haven't become that person yet.
Yeah, I don't think
what
I...
What do you think that is about you? Because you really haven't changed. Like, all bullshit. You really haven't changed. Like, I can't say, like, man... Ever since, you know.
Yeah, God, we really got to watch out for Kat. Yeah. She's getting a big
I can't
head
change
over here.
Because I'm literally a comment away from getting canned. So I'm like, I would love to change. I would love to be that guy. But
I honestly think that a lot of it is, I don't necessarily think that, like, insecurity is always a bad thing. Because, like, I'm always still worried people are mad at me or that they hate me. And when I realized this was actually when I saw that Gwyneth Paltrow was selling candles that smell like her own vagina. I was like, you know what?
What does that
work? Never
mind.
I think it's actually a good thing that I hate myself at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Like, I think that's there's a little bit of healthy self-hatred.
I think having, like, a little bit of imposter syndrome is, like, an okay thing because it keeps you humble.
Keep his saltine crackers.
Yeah, you would think you would want your inner scent to be something to where not everybody knows it. You know, right. Like... It's probably not good for a relationship.
For what occasion do you want your whole house to smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina?
But just imagine Gwyneth Paltrow's partner. I was over Carl's house, and guess what I smelled?
Yeah, he's got your candle.
And there's no candles.
Oh.
Explain.
Scandal.
Yeah, right? Nah, I don't know. People, does she need the money? I don't think she's Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, she does everything.
I don't think that's for the money, though. I think your point before about not letting the fame go to your head, like, Kat, like, you let the fame go to your head, you start thinking
I don't know her from Eve, but she just didn't strike me. Maybe it's just the character she plays. She just, in every movie, she looks like someone you could talk to that you didn't know. So I guess it's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? She just always plays like she's Pepper.
Right.
Like in
yeah.
Marvel and stuff, mm-hmm. You know, like, but in every movie, like she's like, even my favorite movie to watch with nobody around is her and Jack Black.
Shallow Hal.
She was awesome in that movie. Like,
awesome.
I think everyone had a crush on her after that
awesome
movie.
Awesome is like, so do you know Mostaccioli? Like when you go to a graduation party and there's these trays of pasta out and like it's been sitting there a while.
I don't know what that is. But I know what it is. But yeah, I know what food.
I don't think I know what that is.
I like
Google
though
it.
All your tastes have a good backstory. You know what I'm saying? It's like solid.
It's a specific taste.
Yeah,
it's not just onion rings. It's Burger King onion rings.
But she stays consistent right.
Yeah, it's not like a bloomin' onion's not what it tastes like.
No.
Yeah.
But it's the Tyrus and Tip mantra that everything has a prequel and a solid backstory.
Right.
And she's been able to incorporate her talent with that.
She's a true professional.
Yeah. And apparently the last remaining late night woman stand-up
That's
comic
true.
Person.
There's no one else, no other women on late night.
Is there a lot of light-skinned brothers ruling? Oh, I guess Trevor Noah's punk ass. But he only has like 300. He doesn't, well, damn it.
There might not be any Scotsmen. Are there any Scotsmen?
It doesn't really count.
Okay.
Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Oh, just you want to hear a funny kind of racist story?
No.
Oh, hey, racist stories are, sure. You know what's funny? Racist stories are usually funny.
Okay.
They don't ever tell you, like, unless it's like horror, you know, unless it's like where they say it like funny.
I don't know about usually.
We'll see if we keep this in the podcast
In my community, we usually tend to laugh at shit. Like, because sometimes people don't intend to be racist or come off racist. It's just it's their actual reaction, but there's no malice behind it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was, when I was, I guess, hood famous, when I was a bodyguard, this is before even Snoop, when I was running, I was the head bouncer, one of the head bouncers at Saddle Ranch, and Universal Studios is where Saddle Ranch at, and we would have anywhere from 2,000 people to 3,000 people in this giant chops house restaurant, giant food, giant drinks, like women dancing on the bars and stages and stuff, like huge dance floors, like the huge thing. We'd have big brawls and stuff break out. But in the evening, it would just kind of be like a restaurant, and it'd be a lot of families. Like, it would be the tourist spot. Like, you wouldn't eat in Universal. You'd wait and eat at Saddle Ranch Chop House before you do. And it looks like an old Western place. It's really cool, right? And everyone's dressed up like with the flannels and all the, I'm trying to paint a Timf picture here.
No, I'm loving it.
Picture this, right? And it's in summertime. It's nice or whatever. Well, I got a reputation for breaking up fights quickly, effectively, and usually with some form of charismatic show. Usually talk to the guy while he was fading out in a chokehold or throwing them pretty far. Or there was this one basketball player for the Clippers because he was taller than me. He thought somehow that was going to help him. And he had just had his braids put in, so I didn't like him anyway. But when he folded over like a lawn chair, because bread box, you get hit in the stomach, doesn't matter how tall you are, you fold up. I put him over the fireplace, right? Just to like chill him out because he was trying to hit a girl. So he was trying to hit his date. So I figured it was cool. You know, I had to handle business, right? But the top of his hair was singeing and all the fake hair goes quick and the real hair doesn't. So like when I pulled him up, his head was smoking and he was like, calm down, but his head was smoking. So, but I didn't want to tell him. But while he was talking about, look, man, you have to understand. She was like, I said, bro, you can't put your hand. I'm talking like you have a good night, you whatever. And his hair was smoking like a chimney. And I just was like, and then I said to my boy, Tiny, he's like, should we tell him? Like, I think it just goes out. And then someone was like, no, I think his fake hair is going to burn like that. You probably should tell him. So somebody told him, this little Scottish woman was like, she was there with her family, and she was like, fella, young fella, your hair is smoking your hair. And he was like, what? And then he, like, ran and put his head in, like, there's fountains, like Universal Studios. He literally dunked his head in a fountain to put the little smoke out. And I said, that was really nice of you. And she's like, oh, well, that's, you know, but, you know, you, I would have done the same thing, and you remind me of one of my big, strong sons. And I was like, yes, that's so cool. And she had the, she had a really strong Scottish accent, and she brought me back to their table, and there was like 15 people from Scotland, right? And they had just came over. They would, I want to say Edinburgh or like one of those places over there. And Glasgow. Glasgow, Scotland is where they're from. And the nicest family. And they were like asking questions and they could take pictures. And I was like, oh, I said to her, and this is the sweetest lady, right? And she even had like a little tissue under her watch. Like she was grandma.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm half Scottish. And she was like, we don't do that sort of thing. And I went,
oh, no.
What sort of thing? Mix in. We don't. No, you can't be. And I was like,
excuse me?
How do you even respond to something like that? You're like, should I kill myself? Like, what are you?
Well, I am.
Like,
so.
Her family was like, no, grandma, it happens all the time. She's like, no. I mean, it's like, I was like, all right, then. Had a good evening. And I went walking back, and my boy's like, what the hell happened? I said, apparently, she's not big on the old mixing of the brothers in Scotland. And what did she say to you? She said, we don't do that sort of thing. And just kind of like, have a good evening.
You're
and
like, so
just
turned I'm around. Not Scottish.
Turned around and sat in her chair. It was done. Like, she was done with me. She banished me. I was banished from Glasgow. But again, hella racist, but the sweetest lady. Like, you got to, like, you know, she did put.
That was a cultural, maybe a cultural.
Because
thing,
she didn't look at the brother burning his hair. I did. I was like, he was one of my own. I was like, fuck him, chimney head. But switch your ass, get. But she was just, you know, she was nice enough. She didn't want anybody hurt. She just didn't want us in her neighborhood. She didn't want us in her house.
Right.
You know, not the bloodline, which is, you know, but whatever. But it's a funny story, but it is a little racist.
Yeah.
Did it make the cut?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think we could keep that.
She wasn't name calling.
No, I wasn't sure. Well,
she didn't rip her shirt off and have a swastika tattoo on her.
Yeah, well, when you first started
70-year-old chest.
When you first started that story, I really wasn't sure what we were going to get. So, you know, I just have to, you know, cover
and
my bases.
Thing, if you're going to go to a club and get into some stuff and there's open fireplaces, do not braid your hair, fellas.
Or don't get in a fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that should be the moral of the story.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah, don't fight. And whatever you do, don't ask the sweet old lady. Don't tell her your background unless she asks.
Yeah, exactly.
But up until that point, I was on my way to get an invite to Glasgow.
Yeah.
Like, I was on my way. But
you were about to.
What does racism taste like?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Racism
good.
Doesn't have a taste.
Bigotry.
Doesn't have a taste.
Rude.
Oh, it sort of does, but I don't, like, can't really explain it.
Rudeness.
Yeah, no.
Jerk.
Is there, like, a word that you, like,
angry.
You want to say, like, you'll say it because...
No, because it doesn't really work in the reverse. Like, I don't see a food and, like, think of a word. It's the word.
Oh, okay.
Food.
So if you saw syrup, you wouldn't think of seriously.
No.
This is a complicated power.
I know, it is. It's got parameters, but that's why we're
figuring out. But we could exploit like this, though.
There's power. Ooh.
Exploit is, like, a little bit of, like, white rice, very little, but, like, absolutely drenched in soy sauce.
Could we plan menus around conversations? And sell them.
That would be a great idea for a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
Like our chef has curated this
like
restaurant.
Yeah.
Kat would be
powers.
Our, she would be our like, you know, chef
would
curator.
Lock her up in a little glass cage and type her words.
And she would come out and say, guys, I picked this menu because these
my
words.
My phone call with my cousin.
Right. And today we're talking about power. So we're doing grapefruits.
Yeah.
You know, like I just think that would be
this
so
evening,
cool.
This evening it will be the George sweet potato brunch.
Right. Yeah. We're doing.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, I love that. For dessert, you can have the George sweet potato pie
with seriously syrup.
Yes. Is there a whipped cream?
It doesn't work in the reverse.
No, but like, can you?
We
have to say.
You have to unlock. This is like a
it's
puzzle.
Hard. So you can't. I can't be like whipped cream, and you're like, oh.
So we need to sit her in a chair, blindfold her, and just walk by and say words. Cat.
Yeah. Does Cheens have it? Have it?
No.
No. I saw it was his anniversary.
Carl is kind of like a tomato, like beefy tomato broth, barley.
All right, for our NRA fans out there.
He is beefy.
Gun.
Like the, you know, like the gum, like the
okay,
double
nice.
Gum.
Double mint?
No, the bubble gum, the double bubble. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
what
one.
Gun?
It's like you're biting into like a piece that's a little bit hard.
Oh.
Liberal.
Nothing.
As it should be.
Conservative?
No, nothing really. Republican is definitely like a fluffy... biscuit, but like actually like a Pillsbury biscuit. But not like
love a Pillsbury.
Maybe like a hint of chicken.
Democrat?
Salad. Nothing.
Nothing. Libertarian?
Nothing.
Pure
nothing.
Gold. All right.
I wonder why. I wonder why certain words.
They just do and they always have. They've had the same.
Podcast?
Nothing.
Microphone?
Nothing.
You're just naming things in the room.
That's
now.
The point. I'm trying to plan a menu here. Which is, I'm dieting. This is tough for me.
I know.
My stomach is like, motherfucker, give me some food. I don't care what you call it.
So do you want to talk about your new diet?
Talk about like a muffin.
No, I want to stick with this.
Okay.
This is a real skill.
Okay.
Eating once a day and being in a bad mood is not a skill, but.
Well, expected is tortilla chips.
See? Well, now, what would go tortilla expected? And we need to figure something that tastes like salsa.
Well, so
expected
we could use
transparency.
Carl is a beefy, brothy.
No, I don't want Carl tortilla
tomato.
Chips.
That's
Tomato
sauce, like tomato soup.
But you don't dip tortilla chips in spaghetti sauce. Unless you're really, really high.
Yeah,
that's some serious gummy right there. To be like
some Prego.
I ain't got
and
salsa,
some tortilla
but
chips.
I got some Prego. Yeah. So we got to figure out what tastes like salsa.
Yeah.
Because that would be our appetizer on the menu.
We need to make a manifesto of all the words and what they correlate to so that we can
Where's Katrina? Or Katiana.
Katiana.
She should be writing this
Tatiana,
down.
Tatiana, yeah.
Don't we have an intern?
I know.
What happened to that guy?
Particularly is like a Polish, or particular, both are like a Polish cucumber salad.
Okay, so there's your
and
salad.
And so is Articulate.
Ah. Articulate, and particular.
But not Articulate.
Seriously,
because
he was like an intern for like one day. What's his name, Dylan?
Probably Kevin? It's like the what's cream of broccoli
Dylan
soup.
Works for us. He's not an intern.
Oh, he's not?
No.
That's my guy, right?
He works on your other podcast, yeah.
Parents is an apple. And parent, but it's not the cooked apple.
Deadbeat dad.
No,
just like a regular,
just like
apple.
But it's sliced.
Wow.
And the skin's still on.
Yeah, money. Does money have?
No.
No, she's never been affected by money. That's one of the things we like about her.
Vape. Does your vape have a?
Mm-mm.
Well, it comes with flavors. So
yeah,
really
that's true.
And it's interesting because it's all like childhood or child is like a raw egg, but I've never tasted a raw
egg. Which is where it starts from, the embryo. That makes sense.
Yeah, but like, how would you know what a raw egg tastes like?
Right, I don't know.
It's not fun. I've
just like a certain like feeling of like the egg being cracked. I see an egg being cracked into a bowl in my eye when I hear a child.
Okay.
That's cool, though, because if you've never experienced the taste, it's like dreaming. If you've never killed anybody, you can't kill anyone in a dream. Oh, shit.
I've never killed anyone in a dream, but I've been on the run. In a dream that I've killed someone, but I don't
What's
remember having
What's worse for your dream, falling? Or do you guys ever have the dream where you punch people and it doesn't hurt?
No, my worst dream is when I wake up and somebody's like I've had this dream before like someone's stabbing me in the back and you wake up and you're like, back is...
Have an exit strategy, Briz. We talk about, not that we condone murder.
We don't,
but
no.
If you must.
Don't stab your wife in the back while she's sleeping.
Criminal is like M&M candies.
Ooh. Okay. Yummy. Right.
But not crime.
No. All right. Crime doesn't pay.
Murder is actually you ever have a cold meatloaf sandwich with mustard?
I am proud to say I have. Yes, twice last year, actually.
And I
love it. Nobody eats.
I like cold
it's
food.
It's good. Cold meatloaf, white bread, mustard. Yep. Let's fucking go.
Yep. Cold meatloaf, you can do. Cold pizza, you can do. Cold lasagna is good. Anything.
Cold lasagna. Yeah. Cold pizza is the best.
But
I have to
as
say.
I was saying before I started tasting all these things, because like this started in childhood, it's weird. It's like it's none of it is like food, tastes like a food that I've tried later in life.
Right.
Huh.
Well, yeah, it had to start with what you were exposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad the temps weren't a little more.
My first memory of it. Yeah. My first memory of it is when I was like learning to read.
Charcuterie wow. board.
Nothing, but learning is canned peaches. So I had a lot of canned fruits going.
Oh, yeah, a lot of canned.
If you notice, almost all this is canned
Chef Boyardee.
And can be picked up at the dollar store. Yeah,
exactly.
At home.
Box crab, mac and cheese.
I feel like I'm telling on my family.
we're learning a lot about your childhood.
Fresh, if you would like the cat food to experience, go down to your local dollar store and there'll be words to shop by.
Cold meatloaf with
that was real though. Like then, every parents back then, you came home, you opened a can of spinach, you put the steakums on. That was it. Eat up.
I can honestly say
chicken pot pie, hungry man dinner, TV dinners, TV dinner.
I feel like I'm honored that my name is crispy chicken, like
the skin.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of a chicken. So that honestly, I'm so happy.
I know a guy who's sweet potato pie.
And the word sober is like raw ground beef patty, but I've never tasted that. But that's what I picture. I'm just scrolling through.
Well, that was then
in Facebook
to see what words.
Congratulations
are
to this person on their sober for 5 years.
What does congratulations? But nothing.
Kind of like an egg thing too.
Okay. Lots of eggs.
Yeah, a lot of eggs.
Any egg salad. Oh, we can't do it that way.
Need is Smarties candy.
Okay, are there any words that leave a bad taste in your mouth?
Yeah.
I don't know because I can't really. Can't is like the French onion soup.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I mean, best is a Tootsie Pop.
Okay.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
I don't like Tootsie Pops.
Good.
What?
Good is like a Yoplait custard-styled yogurt.
Ooh.
The only way to go yogurt.
Yeah. Not a whip style, that's
for sure. No, I'm not really a big whip.
Bikini is like the sliced pickles when they get like the mustard and ketchup on them. If like they've been on a McDonald's burger.
Yeah, yum.
That's bikini. I'm just scrolling through Facebook here looking for words.
Bikini.
So, yeah, that's bikini.
What about Michigan? Does Michigan?
Yeah,
evoke?
like a pulled meat, maybe with some barbecue sauce. Like
and New York? Does New York?
Trash can.
Yeah, not really anything. Maybe like sort of like a deviled egg.
Ooh,
but a deviled egg, but like kind of pepperminty. Detroit. Yeah. Detroit's also like an onion ring, but it doesn't really have like.
Is it like an onion ring from like a carnival?
Yeah, it's more of like, it's like a different kind of onion ring. Like, I haven't really had it yet.
Okay.
I would seriously fuck up some onion rings right now. Just
I know, it's so good.
I know.
It's real talk.
We picked the wrong topic
it's about building. It's about building, like I said.
You're just getting stronger mentally right now.
I am.
Marriage is Pringles.
Ooh. I love Pringles.
Every time you're like, marriage, whenever I think about marriage, I've seen Pringles.
That's awesome.
You're
though.
Like at your wedding and you're just
because once you get in it, you're stuck, you can't get out.
Fans is Ritz crackers. But
honestly, you haven't named anything bad.
No, but everything is from the genre of a menu of a 5-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well.
Jason. No, seriously, Jason.
Jason doesn't have a taste.
Green shirt.
Okay.
Those words don't have taste.
Lime.
No taste.
No.
Kelly Green.
Kelly is jelly, but that's weird because it rhymes.
Kelly's jelly.
So I'm crispy chicken.
Strawberry.
And
I know a guy who's sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. Jason, like his words, is nothing.
So with the apples, it's parents, and apparently is also apples.
But that's the apples with the skin on it.
Yeah, like the sliced apples, the skin on it.
If you came into the middle of this podcast listening, you would have no idea what we're talking
Sean is Easter Peeps.
Jason always comes in the middle of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. He probably has no idea what we're talking about.
I don't like the way I said that.
People is like walnuts. People, like the walnut. It's like if you crack open a walnut and then you like use your tongue to lick out the actual walnut half and maybe you get a little of the crispy whatever inner skin on it.
I've never been that committed to the walnut. I just like the crack.
I think I've only eaten a walnut.
Matthew is a chunky peanut butter. I'm just going through my Facebook here. You won't want to miss what's next right after this. Oh, pronouns is cream of wheat.
Damn it. I love cream of wheat. I'm like the last guy who would actually go out and buy a box of cream of wheat.
Yeah, no.
What?
I don't like cream of wheat.
I love cream of wheat.
We were talking about earlier, too.
Love it a little
too. Do you
much.
Like cilantro? Are you a cilantro fan?
I like cilantro if I'm having a burrito, or I like cilantro if I'm having a taco. Yeah. It's like you got to have it.
Because I had this like salmon bowl thing with rice and stuff, and I really don't like cilantro, and I just couldn't. I powered through.
It's
my lunch.
It kind of goes.
But
with the...
I think I have the gene where it tastes like soap.
Have the gene where food tastes like cleaning materials.
Right, yeah.
Interesting.
We both have superpowers, me and Kat.
Well, I wouldn't. That's definitely a superpower. I'm not really sure.
I don't think cilantro is not a superpower.
I think
a superpower because you don't like a food.
Yeah,
like
I have
spice.
A superpower because I don't like sit-ups.
Yeah. Well, now we all have superpowers.
Jason has a superpower because he doesn't like words. like public speaking.
Yeah. We all have a superpower.
No, we all don't.
Yeah, so for
That's
our live show, what we're actually going to do is we're going to kidnap Jason, and we're going to put him on the stage, and it's just going to be silent.
Yeah.
You're going to have to think of something to say.
And at some point, he'll go, and shuffle papers.
Yeah.
September 23rd, make sure you buy your tickets.
We're going to lock you into a crate, and you're going to put you on the stage, and boy, they're going to want to hear something.
Yeah,
paid.
Do you guys need props? I have the green t-shirt. I have the green shirt. I have the
green shirt in a frame.
I have the fallopian tube beer helmet.
It's gonna be a lot of what have yous and whatnots. We got like a busy Timf and Tyrus are getting busy.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
I've got my stand up show the 26th sold out.
That's in St. Louis, right?
Yep, sold out in 32 hours. I was like, yeah. So we need to get our little September thing sold out. And then I got, of course, I'm wrestling for training my ass off, literally. To go up with Trevor for the NWA 10 pounds of gold, 2-strap Tyrus. So,
when is that?
That is, it's like a party weekend. Annie Fry show is supporting our good buddy Annie Fry. She's going to be doing ticket giveaways on Thursday, but this will already air by then. And she's going to be there, but it's going to be August 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday. 27th, I'll do a couple meet and greets, and there'll be like a pre-weigh-in and all that fun stuff. And then Sunday's the big day. So hopefully. And I said, win or lose, I'm going to throw a party in the ring and do a little Q&A and have some fun and sign some books.
Do you, wrestling, do you say good luck or do you say break a leg? What do you say?
You don't say anything? See your ass
all
there.
All right, see you in the ring.
It's
getting awkward because Trevor does the podcast with me and we're cousins, we're friends. So it's like we're trying to be cool, but like he kind of threw a dig yesterday and like he's throwing these little digs, so... I don't know how this match is going to go. Like, I'm like, if you punch me, I'm going to punch you. If you don't punch me, I'm not going to punch you. Like, we can just wrestle. But he keeps saying, no, I mean, I don't hit, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Which means he's going to punch me the first chance he gets. So I'm thinking of punching him first. Because in wrestling, once you punch, it's a wrap. That's the fight. And then it's no longer a wrestling match. Wrestling match is a skill set. There should be no punching. But, you know, I know he's going to try to punch me. I mean, I'm the really good looking one.
Right.
So, of course, he's going to try to damage the, you know, but it's a long line, Briz. I've been light skinned a long time. No bruises. You can try, though. But I'm excited about that. And, you know, because I'm not going to be wrestling forever. And so I'm going, as they say, full regalia. Regalia.
Nothing.
Damn it. I like that.
That would have been a good
nary,
one.
Nary. Oh,
no.
Please.
Nothing. Sorry about that.
Redundant.
No.
2-strap Tyrus?
No.
Nope. Oh, well.
Georgie.
Nothing really. Kind of like George.
Yeah, kind of, I would say like it's good, like the same, yeah. Yeah, little sweet potato pie.
Ingrid.
Oddly, that kind of is like sort of like the apples as well. Like the
cooked apples.
But there's more cinnamon on that than there is on Gregory.
Okay, cinnamon apples. All right.
There's more cinnamon on Ingrid than it's like really like Ingrid's got like a fuck ton of cinnamon, like so much cinnamon.
Which is sweet.
Yeah.
To be clear. All right.
Warm apples with a lot of cinnamon. That sounds good.
He's trying to confuse. COC.
Nothing.
Sorry, son. Nala.
Nothing.
Damn it.
Sometimes they think it's better if there's nothing. Sometimes,
yeah,
you know?
I don't want children to taste like delectable treats.
But I will be walking around going.
Yeah, I'm really bad for your health.
I'm crispy chicken.
I'm the worst part of the chicken.
But the best part of the chicken.
I cause diabetes too.
So salty.
If you eat too much of me, yeah. You will need a glass of water after this conversation.
I think it does. I think it maybe like it probably does it have something to do with your personality?
You're not salty though.
I'm not.
No, it's got nothing to do with your personality,
not really salty.
Devin.
You ignore people.
Yeah.
You're solitary.
You know what I've been
doing?
Especially
by the elevator.
Tyrus, I have to say, I've changed the way that I come into the building now.
So you don't have to see me. That's ridiculous. No, that's not better.
I take my earphones out now so that if somebody says my name, I hear it.
She takes like the security entrance now. She probably said
my own private
elevator. Sasquatch looking individual motioning to her and she didn't feel safe. You're probably the reason why they removed the carpets from downstairs.
Boost is ketchup.
I watched them do that last night.
Boost is ketchup?
Yeah.
Oh, that just came out on a commercial.
Booster, ketchup.
Ketchup.
So, see, I can't do it in reverse. You can't be like, what word tastes like ketchup?
I wish you could.
It just has to happen.
Yeah,
you can't force it.
Yeah, so.
You can't think about it.
Which sucks for Devin because she likes to force things.
Yeah,
of
I know.
Course.
Whatever works best for Devin.
Right. Project Blonde.
Project is like a jelly bean.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Blonde, not Project Blonde necessarily.
No. For more podcasts like this.
Just like this.
Exactly like this.
You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Do not forget to get your tickets for our show in September. It is Kat and Tyrus. It's going to be an event. Special guest. Devin might be there. Jason will speak.
Yeah.
We're gonna
Jason
get it.
Will do the intro.
Yeah, he's going to be
Jason
the opening act.
Will break
he's gonna
his
freestyle
silence.
Rap yeah. For 45
what if,
minutes.
What if he's like the most foul mouthed comedian
and
ever?
And if he stops for longer than 5 seconds, then he gets doused with water.
Yeah.
Yes, he cannot speak unless
tank.
He gets out his full air.
Jason's freestyle rap dunk tank extravaganza.
And all his raps revolve around the Aryan lifestyle as he chants, "They will not replace me."
What?
I don't know. Maybe I was just trying to think of a reason why he wouldn't talk. He works in radio. That makes no sense. That's
he knows all the secrets.
It's like I'm a lifeguard, but I don't swim. It doesn't make no sense to me. I think he had a partner. I think he had a hit radio show somewhere, probably an AM channel.
Yeah.
Probably like one of the, like in
when
Oklahoma.
He was canceled?
Yeah. Well,
no,
when
he
they
was
got
betrayed.
Rid of AM.
He was betrayed.
Ah.
He was betrayed. They stole his show, and he vowed, I will never speak again on the radio. Either that or like Dr. Drew beat him in an opera thing on the radio contest and they gave it to him because he was Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And Jason vowed to never sing or speak again. It's got to be some kind of backstory. We probably need to work on that. We need to investigate.
Yeah,
that.
We do. Yeah. We'll do the backstory next week.
Dalmatian Detective Agency.
Yeah,
is
we need to find out why did Jason give up his voice.
We can get a deal about the movie for the same movie companies we're doing the Grinch
yes.
prequel
right.
with,
yes.
with the poop elf.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's currently in production.
Yes, he went from the songbird of his generation to the quiet cat in the corner.
Mm.
But not the cat you want to pet. The one like everyone warns, but like he's got mange.
He might bite you.
Yeah. And like does the cat a lot, like hairballs and stuff. You ever seen that cat?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, yeah. For more podcasts like this,
just like this,
you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the name tasting Timf.
Yeah. Say your diagnosis again.
Lexical gustatory synesthesia.
Timf, I'm hungry ass Tyrus and Devin.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.